This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
We got tickets to give away. Caller 6 to the Scores contest line, 312-540-0670. We'll win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs and Marlins at Wrigley next Monday night, May 12th. Provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. 312-540-0670. Thanks to our guests. Mike Sando from The Athletic, fantastic. As usual, Russ Dorsey and Ian Happ. If you missed Ian Happ's conversation, it was at 11:45 today. Thanks to you, Dan Weider, for being in on this today.
That was fun today. That was a good conversation.
We went down a lot of Bears' past that I thought I had addressed in my life, but apparently I hadn't. Thank you.
And we talked some AI, and I determined that we are doomed.
We are doomed. Thanks to our producers, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer. Thanks to our video crew, Connor O'Donnell, Matt Anaya, and Jenna Duddleston.
Hi, afternoon show. Hi, Layla. I'm sorry. I have to admit that AI has made Google's search engine better and easier. I have to admit that.
I disagree.
Oh, really? I feel like the top AI response is often exactly what
I mean. So I just asked the over-under on when the first all-AI sports talk radio show would be.
It's coming.
I don't think it's that far off. There was a thing that showed up in my social media feed recently.
Oh, it happened in Australia?
No, it was like a baby and a dog doing a podcast, but it was all AI driven. I mean, it was like pretty humorous, but I was like, this is also like, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble.
So for a sports talk thing, somebody could be the flamboyant opinionist who never, you know, changes his stance regardless of fact or circumstance. And somebody else could be the, well, you know, you might be right. I don't know. Like, you just be a foil. Like, so you could do the coward. And
sounds like you're workshopping this in real time. Here.
Yeah, maybe
there's
stop before we're replaced. Yeah.
There's definitely a formula.
It can't be done.
The Coward and McIntyre formula is what I was going.
Yeah, for. That could definitely be done.
Uh-huh.
Weezy, how often do people say you look like Jeremy Renner?
Never gotten that.
I could see it.
It wasn't until I came in here during the show, I was like, you know what?
Thanks for the compliment.
He's got a Jeremy Renner vibe to him.
Here's a good question. Does Jeremy Renner spill green tea on his white sweatshirt?
he does worse. He flips over a ski deal onto himself. So you spilling something on is totally fine.
He was doing kind of heroically, though, right?
No, he was just kind of out there. And then, you know.
The trouble came, you know, hell came to breakfast for Jeremy Renner, but he survived and then wrote about it. And
yeah,
it's been very
interesting. He's a good musician, and and apparently they did not offer him the same amount of money for him to go back and do Hawkeye, which I was surprised at. But, you know, that's too bad.
I'll take the compliment,
it, man.
Yeah. It is meant as a compliment.
Thank you.
Somebody on Twitch thought you were Adam Hogue earlier, and I had to explain.
There have been multiple instances with people that have confused the two of us.
That makes sense just because of how ubiquitous you both are with Bears.
Well, and we're just like, we're built similarly. We have,
hair, eyes combo.
Right. Yeah. That's all there. Richard Hightower at the combine 1 year came to me near an elevator bank and said, "Are we still on for 215?" And I was like, "Huh?" And I saw Hoag later. I was like, "Are you supposed to meet with HT later?" He's like, "Yeah, around 215. I was like, "Yeah, well, he's going to be there."
I love that. That never happens to white guys. That is fantastic. That is great.
Well, now that your beard is gone, you don't look like Lovie Smith anymore.
Yeah, which didn't actually make sense to me ever at all.
Did people say you did?
Yeah.
Mostly me.
No, Speaks, don't do that. It was not mostly you.
Partially.
It was just like, oh, a black guy grew out a beard. Right. He must be Lovie Smith, even though there were like multiple choices that you could have made that were actually closer to what I look like.
Yeah, Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele's a little closer.
Jeffrey Wright. Like, there's a lot of choices. Elvin from The Cosby Show. There's a lot of choices that you could have made.
Thank you for that.
That stop before you get to a guy who's, what, five shades darker
than
I am?
I'll admit that I pushed it along for comedic effect. I've been known to do that. And also because you and Lovie had a thing where Lovie would occasionally go, Lawrence.
You could have said Darren Jackson. There were all sorts of choices for you to make.
That's true. That's true.
It was just the gray beard, right?
Yeah, that's all it was.
It was the texture and the length and the facial hair.
But the thing is that Speaks has a gray beard, and no one said he looks like Lovie Smith.
This just is really out there.
Parts of it.
Sometimes I forget you have a mustache part of your facial hair. I don't know why. Really? It doesn't make any sense.
I used to.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I have the Amish chin strap. That's what former Bears linebacker Joe Kane called it. He said, "Oh yeah, that Amish guy." Like, he thought I was Amish because I had just a chin strap beard and no mustache.
Not a Backstreet Boy. They also had the same beard.
They did.
The
it's
chin
true.
Strap.
Wonder if that's when I shaved it. What if that's when I got rid of it?
There are Robert Downey Jr., right? When he initially did Iron Man, did that.
Oh, that's right. He did just have the chin strap.
Have you ever had facial hair, Dan?
COVID. Everybody had facial hair during COVID.
That's true.
I had a beard during COVID. I can't grow facial hair properly.
Now, see, this is Anthony Heron has this same problem. But I've seen him when he's made it close to the finish line of the beard. I'm like, it looks all right, and then he shaves it. So,
see, coming from my background, where you know I had a nice mustache for a while, and I can say that because it was mine. I am so fascinated by people who can't grow facial hair because, like, in my family, we're like, "What a convenience!" And then people are sad about this, and we're like, "No, listen, this is okay."
I mean, it took me probably a full 2 months of COVID to have a beard, right? Like that. Yeah, not good.
The maintenance of a beard is just too much. Like, I was like, I've had enough. Like, I a week before, I was like, I think I've had enough of the beard for a while.
And the thing is, like, once you start to shave it, it then comes back. Like, at least that's what I always believed. You know, so into my 20s, I'd be like, I'm just not going to shave at all because I didn't have much. And then once you start, it comes back coarse.
Yeah. Layla, and I might do it again for winter.
That is the share of the day is Layla about the mustache. So,
oh, I make fun of it every now and then.
So what did you do? Like, is it a Nair situation? It can't be a shaving situation.
Oftentimes it was Nair or just wax. But then sometimes if your wax is it lifts up too much skin or something, then people are like, do you have a cold sore? And I'm like, no, that's my mustache.
Oh, no.
Like, that's the reply and that's the question.
And the wax scares me because I Kelly Clarkson. I pictured,
oh, yes.
You know, Anchorman.
What? Oh,
was an Anchorman? No, 40-year-old
virgin.
Oh,
40-year-old
yeah.
Virgin.
Yeah,
yeah. Horrifying pain. You could do that, isn't it?
I've waxed my legs before. Yeah.
And now, like the thing is,
if you're no pain, so
if you're getting the premier barber shop experience, they're waxing the ears.
At the nose. I've had it with the nose where they wax my nose hair.
Oh, boy.
It's horrifyingly painful.
I don't think that's
painful.
Good for you.
Well, probably not.
No, how? You need
to just trim those. You know, you shouldn't take
especially
them completely.
Especially this time of year, like the pollen, I sneeze like 12 times in a meeting.
Where are they waxing in your nose? Like, are they getting inside?
Yeah. They're going up there. They're putting the hot wax into my nose and walking around for a little while and coming back and yanking it out.
I feel like I'd be crying for about an hour.
My eyes were tearing, 100%.
And that's what you can expect from today's Spiegel and Holmes show.
Damn right.
We are going to talk
a lot more where that came from.
With Cubs GM Carter Hawkins at 3:30. Cubs second baseman Nico Hoerner is going to join us in about 20 minutes. And we're going to do all of that. So wait, which one of you did the open today?
It was Tanny.
Okay.
It is Tanny's open.
So we are going to come. Tanny was out of town and he's like, guys, I can't. I'm sick. But I did do production, so we will start the show after Tanny's open, next on The Score.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.